Welcome to the No Spin News, first edition of 2020, Fight for Your Freedom. Of course, the big story is Iran and the assassination or military action, whichever way you want to describe it, of the Quds Force general over there at the outside the Baghdad airport. As I wrote in my column, and you can see that in the message of the day, the general was not in Baghdad changing planes to go to Paris. He was directing the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, 2 days of attacks. We all know that Iran has a revolutionary government based on Islam. They have been a problem for the USA since the Carter administration in the late 70s. The history of it is pretty interesting. Iran hates Israel, has sworn to kill all the Jews it can, doesn't like the United States for supporting Israel and basically being infidels. So in the Iraq war after 9/11, the Iranians supported a lot of anti-American actions, and the Quds force, led by General Soleimani, was at the forefront of that. After Iraq was pacified, if you want to use that word, the Iranians continued to dominate the Shia forces within Iraq and cause trouble. In recent months, they've shot down an American drone. They have attacked a Saudi oil field, and they have assassinated a U.S. contractor inside Iraq. President Trump had threatened to hit them with military strikes months ago and did not do it, saying he didn't want a lot of civilian casualties. But then, after the two attacks on the American embassy in Baghdad, and after the U.S. intel isolated General Soleimani on Iraqi soil, the drone hit him and he is dead. Now, you got to be careful here if you're the USA. Iranians have a lot of assets that are dangerous and cause destruction everywhere in the Middle East and beyond. The unintended consequences of an action like that are vast, so that the American government obviously has to be careful. We don't fear Iran militarily, but they can cause a whole lot of trouble. Now, once President Trump made the decision, those who hate President Trump disagreed with it almost immediately. And it just goes down the line. Nancy Pelosi, Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, the usual suspect, oh, this is terrible, terrible, terrible. But I don't see a coherent policy toward Iran from any of them. And then, of course, the hate Trump media launches what they launch. Here's an example on NBC News. Go.
We were told by Donald Trump 6 months ago that he called off an airstrike on Iran at the last moment because he was worried about civilian casualties, which is nonsense. What changed in 6 months, Joy? Why is he so keen on attacking Iran now? Domestic politics. There's an impeachment trial coming up.
Now, how does he know that? I mean, you can theorize that. This is nonsense. This kind of punditry is worthless, useless. And unfortunately, that's what cable news has devolved into. These kinds of statements that can't be backed up by facts. This is this guy's opinion because he hates Trump. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. People moving out of New York State. Somebody asked me yesterday, are you going to move out? I don't want to. Possible. This state is so out of control. I cannot tell you. It's not as bad as California. It's not as bad as Illinois. But it's third in badness. All right? Governor Cuomo has lost total control of it. The taxes are punishing. They now punish the citizens of New York with taxes. They have ruined the criminal justice system. We had a declining crime rate in New York City and hamlets all over New York. Now, no cash bail for heinous crimes. Let you right out, okay? They don't care. Quality of life in New York City under de Blasio, the communist, is disgusting. It's outrageous. People don't pay for the subways. They hop, nothing happens to them. You can punch a cop. Punch a police officer, you don't get any cash bail. So look, this is what happens when far-left people run your state and far-left people run New York now. It used to be in the Senate, the New York State Senate, the Republicans controlled. They put a lid on it. Now the Democrats have taken over both houses and Cuomo is Cuomo, all right? He's a far-left guy hiding behind some kind of moderation, but he doesn't have any. California is outrageously governed. Illinois, impossible. So in 2019, about 80,000 people left New York State, all right? And most of them were wage earners, you know, people who paid taxes. So they're gone. Illinois second, 51,000 took off out of Illinois. Since 2010, 160,000 people, 1.2% of Illinois' population gone. Same thing. Liberal governance in Cook County and Chicago. The state is overtaxed. It's crazy land. All right? Now, California, people are moving out, but immigrants, foreign nationals, are moving in, so you don't have a population decline. But I'll tell you what, I mean, you know, when you go to vote next November, you just got to look at the reality of what's happening. Okay, the only promotion I have is a Killing Crazy Horse, the new Killing book, will be out May 12th. It's coming up fast. If you renew a premium or concierge membership, if you buy a gift membership for someone else, get the book free and first. So keep that in mind. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, let's have the final thought of the day. And this is the first one for 2020. So our mandate here this year is to cover the presidential election in a way that will illuminate, all right, not a partisan way. So clearly, I believe the Democratic Party as it stands now is a threat to America. The far left has hijacked the party, and what they are doing is extremely destructive, or what they propose to do. Everybody would suffer if these people, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, get elected. However, I am going to cover this election in a fair way. I'm going to take a look at both sides, how they conduct themselves, what the trends are. All right? We're going to go down the Electoral College map. We're going to bring you every night the best coverage because it's the most important election of our lifetime. I wrote a brand new column, which is posted on the site, about the woke generation. All right? If you're woke, then you're PC. then you don't believe in due process, then you're branding everybody a racist or a homophobe or a misogynist. Please read the column. It's an important column. It's posted right now. This has been embraced by the Democratic Party and the far left and promoted by the far left, created by the far left, in order to suppress opposition and free speech. It's part of the boycott movement. It's part of destroying people with whom they disagree, attacking them, all right, defaming them, all part of it. And it's enabled by the media. The media loves the woke movement, loves it. Important you understand that this goes hand in hand with the presidential election. There is linkage here, cultural linkage. It's not all about Donald Trump and his policies and Iran, not all about that. It's about your life and how it is under siege, your life. So please read the column. Thanks for being premium and concierge members. We'll see you again tomorrow.